is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
From what day you may find out, certain people not like me. Everyone got a spaghetti now. Makes true me, I do it like Nike. But me not fear no guy now. No matter how hard them a spite me, me just a go and do me thing now. Me just a do it like Nike. 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 Them want poison me, throw me thing up.
Talking Heads with Naughty is brought to you by the Bahamas Out Island Promotion Board, BTC, Burger King, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, the Cleveland Clinic, Kalina Insurance Limited, the Deposit Insurance Corporation, Dunkin' Donuts, Faith Center Ministries, Fine Threads, First Caribbean Bank, Grand Bahama News, John's Department Store, Joker's Wild, KFC, Naughty Johnny's, Percy's Island Games, and Tropical Gyros.
From what day you may find out, certain people don't like me.
The Friday, November 3rd edition of Talking Heads is on and popping. Your boy, Naughty Indie Company, right up until 6 p.m. Happy Friday, everybody. It's an open line edition. All right, we can open up the lines. We can talk about whatever you want to. All right, of course, we'll have a glance at what's blazing up the pages of the Nassau Guardian News and Views in Madison's 1844. All brought to you, of course, by Fine Threads. I'll do that on the flip side of the break. Then we'll get into the buzz. All brought to you, of course, by John Shoes. But like I said, I'm going to open up the lines. Text lines are open. I want to hear from you all, man. Big up to Pearly. Did a great job holding it down for me yesterday, as he does each and every Thursday. And, of course, you know, we're going to keep that vibe going and keep the lines open today. 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259 in New Providence. Toll-free in any one of the family islands, 242-300-5720, 242-300-5720. Text lines powered by BTC, 422-GR96, 422-4796. Stream us live, take us wherever you want to go, guardiantalkradio.com. That's guardiantalkradio.com. Cable channel 969, BTC flow channel 612. That's how you get it in. That's how you get it on for fresh news, smart talk all day right here at Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. All right. Boy, let's go to the phone lines, Mr. Producer. I can't even get in there, but y'all really ready to talk today? What's happening? Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this?
A pleasant good evening.
I had a feeling it was you. What's going on, Bucket?
I was waiting for you from the last time, but then you're going on pre-recorded show and all that kind of thing.
Mama, back went out on me, Van Steve Sparky.
Yeah, I understand when you're getting all these things.
No, I better switch on me, boy. My back said snap, crackle, and pop, just like cereal,
yeah,
boy. Lock right up.
And these ligaments. You don't have to break things no more. You could have break things when you was young, but when you get old, you just
don't
mess with your muscles and your ligaments.
When you got the L4 and L5
and
going,
you know, that between the brain, the spine, and the back, you know, they control the body.
You know that.
So, I hear people talk about they love from the heart. I say, man, that's only a muscle pumping blood. The brain and the spine, who mess with them too? You're in a gurney or you're in bed for the rest of your life. But what I was saying, you know, no disrespect, but you already gone off on me the other day with the Freeport thing, and you didn't give me a chance to defend myself.
Sparky, man, you was borderline ill, rudish to my guest, man.
No,
I get where you're coming from, but, you know.
I knew, but the back in the days with Freeport, because one time ago in the 70s, when my daughter was born, in fact, the year she was born in 1977, she's 46 now. I used to go to Freeport 1 week out every month because I was working with Solomon Brothers on the inventory department. And every day in New Providence, we'll count all the stores between Bay Street, whatever stores you have in New Providence and Paradise Island. And then 1 week, we will go live in the island, the hotel. We go to Freeport and count all the stores he had in the International Bazaar. So I know about Freeport and my cousins. Auto Fountain, an auto fountain after they left St. Gregory's College in Oklahoma, they came home and worked for about a year, and then their uncle, Uncle Albert Miller, moved from the police force here, and he went up to the Port Authority in Freeport.
He was a very good friend of my late grandfather, K.M. Thompson. They were very good friends.
Right, and then Uncle Albert left the police force and got a job with the Port Authority, and then Arthur and those, they went up there, and, you know, Arthur started with the Charter House, because Arthur's studied hotel management and restaurant. He was, you know, and he started Les Fountain. Or he bought that from Uncle Albert, Les Fountain, the pepper shop, and then the pepper pot and tire shop. Otto became manager of Pepsi Cola when Uncle Albert then owned Pepsi.
And I've been to all them restaurants, you know.
Right, I know. So that's what I'm saying. And Arthur moved from, he used to be front desk manager at Sheridan British Colonial.
Right, now let me ask you this, too.
He went to Les Fountains, the pepper pot, and the tire shop, and Arthur made it good. And I think he's in Canada now. Now I think Otto is a reserve policeman and a prosecutor up there. So I knew but Freeport, and then it was the Magic City. I used to go up there then. Over to Michelle's and everything in the International Bazaar, Peter Pat over there by the nightclub, and all that kind of stuff. So when I was saying things about Freeport, I wasn't being disrespectful, but I know when they used to tease New Providence about us being a dump.
All right.
Which we still are in a way. The way we keep this place so
dirty. That's what I was going to tell you, but let me ask you this, Sparky. I think you know, I think Freeport, listen, they know you good with them, and they good with you. But listen, big headline in The Guardian, and I got to ask you, because that's your boy. Gibson drops out of the PLP chairman race. What happened? Give me a little insight.
Well, I was trying to find out what was going on, but you know, like most politicians, when they get into the political and the campaign run, I can't call him no more. I text him, but he said he'll text me back. I guess he's busy picking the side he wants to back. He said, when I'm reading and when I'm listening, he's backing the lady, and there seemed to be a rift between him and Mitchell.
But I mean, to get him to drop out of the race, I wonder, you think they give him some more shingles?
I don't know what's going on with the shingles. I don't know what's going on with none of that. I like most behemoths. I just read and listen on the news what is going on. Inside story, I don't know nothing. I just know him as a personal friend, as a nice person to me.
Right.
I don't know. I know down in Golden Gates where he was, a lot of people have swear that I'm saying was a very nice representative for the people in Golden Gates. And that goes without doubt that he was a good representative. Those people say representative.
Yes.
Now, what he did in his private life and his dealings, financial and stuff, Sparky, just like everybody else, I hear the rumors, I read the papers, I don't know what went down, what went under.
All right, but
I know personally, like I said many times, when I had problems and I called him, he didn't say come to him. I could go to him. I know the number to get into the private area. Get into the gated community.
But
I would just listen. He would say, Sparky, don't worry. I'll pass by you on my way out. And he'll stop by and he'd say, hold on to that until you get over the problem.
All right, well, listen, keep me posted whenever you catch up and talk to him, okay?
Yeah, but you know, I send you things on the WhatsApp.
No, I know, but let me show you this. Let me ask you this next question. The texter just texted me and say, Naughty, ask Sparky if he's been to Super Value since his last phone call with you.
Super Value?
Yeah, because she was talking about a woman in Super Value. I guess they wouldn't know if she hit you with a can of cream in the top of your head.
Hold on, that was Halloween. That was a Halloween joke.
Oh, okay. All right.
I didn't see nobody that was ugly and thing. Only thing I saw was a woman wearing Mandela weave. I never see long plastic a black woman in my life.
Anyway, don't get yourself in
trouble.
Go ahead and sit no more.
All the cashiers doing the same thing. Now, messing up the uniform.
Yeah, go and sit no more, my brother. Have six bottles of brown today, all right? Have you six brown?
Freeport is such a way. Why everybody from Freeport running and out there looking for a job? Have a good day.
Have a good day. I know you wanted to slide that in the dance, Sparky. Why are you so repetitious? You was my boy, though. Oh, Lord. All right, let's get to the break. Caller who just called in, either you could hold or hit me back right after the break, and we'll get right to you, all right? So we'll take the first break, flip side of the break. We'll continue with your headlines, brought to you, of course, by Fine Threads. Then we get into the buzz, all brought to you, of course, by John Shoes. Keep it right where you got it, the Friday, November 3rd edition of Talking Heads continues right after this.
The new KFC Nuggets have arrived. That unlike the no-gets, ours are handmade using 100% white meat, unlike the no-gets. At KFC, we hand bread every day to achieve the perfect flavor. After you try our delicious and crispy nuggets, in the original recipe, you'll never settle for less. KFC, the real nuggets. It's finger-licking good.
Refined style with elegant taste. Then fine threads is your place. If you want those slacks hemmed or just taking the waist, then fine threads is your place. If you wanna look suave and debonair everywhere you go, like you're supposed to be in a video. Wanna step out and look great? Then fine threads is your place. Refined style with elegant taste. Then fine threads is your place. Is your place. Is your place.
John Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. You will find what you're looking for among the growing collection of classic and trendy styles with new arrivals every week. John's covers the whole family and has great prices, helpful and friendly customer service. Your experience shopping with us will be time well spent. Shop with us online at www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on into John's, located on Rosetta Street in Palmdale and Carmichael Road West. John's, we put fashion at your feet.
Ladies and gentlemen, your everyday purchases could reward you with a lifetime of memories.
Something new and blue is on its way from CIBC First Caribbean.
At Kalina, we want to be a part of your journey. Come, share your dreams and goals with us. Whether you're getting married, planning for that new home, switching careers, counting down to retirement, or simply wanting more confidence for life, we are here to listen. Let's plan for tomorrow today. No pressure, just a chat between friends. Visit Kalina.com and connect with an agent today. We are waiting to hear your story.
Your pumpkin favorites are back at Dunkin'. Indulge your pumpkin passion with fresh baked pumpkin spice donuts, mouth-watering muffins, and delightful munchkins. Or sip a Dunkin' pumpkin spice signature latte made with a rich blend of espresso, pumpkin spice, and vanilla flavors, all topped with whipped cream, caramel drizzle, and cinnamon sugar. Available hot or iced, Dunkin' offers the ultimate pumpkin coffee experience. Head to Dunkin' today. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
We're back at you on the Friday, November 3rd edition of Talking Heads. I'm going to get to the calls right now, get to the text lines right now. Boy, but listen here, I got to shout out my nephew, man, Devin Simmons, man. Devin in town with his lovely wife and his mom, Shy. I know you happy. I know you got your baby there. All right? Yeah, man. Nephew, glad you're in town. You know I got your jokers. You all come see me. All right? And you got to call me. But don't call me like early in the morning. All right? Because, boy, early in the morning, I think it's your daddy calling me from the other side. Yeah. And, boy, I miss him, too. Well, y'all know that. But anyway, I'll see you all at Jokers, man. I love you all, and I'll see you all at Jokers. But definitely get the laugh on. And Big Dab, glad you're in town, and we'll play catch-up, buddy. All right? We'll chat up and talk up, and I got to make sure you're good, man, nephew. All right? All right. Now, and I got a bunch of, like, 14-year-olds you need to come see before you go. A lot of talent. But, boy, they all over the reservation. I need you to maybe whisper something to them, you know? Thank you. Yeah, because I got plenty more great things to them. I can just leave that like that. All right? But, yeah, I'll see you all soon, the Jokers, man. All right, let me check the text lines real quick. Naughty, great show as usual. A man shot coming out of the gym, so you can't pump iron anymore? Boy, I don't know what's going on. It's definitely, if you asked me 20 years ago if we'd hear stories like that today, I'd be like, no. No, but boy, times is real. Yeah, Naughty, I appreciate the text. Mr. Producer, here with this text saying, Naughty, in advance, I may let you all know that you all may not get a lot of texts or calls today because it is raining and cold. This is procreation weather. I think it is the start of cuffing season. So, yeah, I understand that. It's all good. But call me while you're cuffing. You'll work it out. Good day, Naughty. Shane Gibson had to suck up under Fred. I told you all that a week ago. Now he dropped out the chairman race and now campaigning in West End. I believe someone is talking SH. Anyway, that's why this country can't go nowhere. Before moving on, we'd rather go back to the mud and eat slaw. Boy, text us sometime. Hey, you always be on point sometimes. You always be pegging it. How do you really feel, text? All right, let me see what other texts I got for you. All right, let's go to the phone lines real quick. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this?
What's up, Northeastern Petersburg? Checking in, man.
Hey,
CIF.
What's going on, St. Pete? What's happening?
Look, man, radio, man. You know, my significant other and son, they want me to cook them some curry chicken, man. You know, since I already got the meat seasoned up, so I'm ready to go home.
You're going
to
do some curry. Some curry and some white rice, eh?
Yeah, man. You know, it's a steamed cabbage, you know what I'm saying?
There you go. You can make some switcher with that, dude.
Hey, most definitely.
Make some switcher for the record.
I'm ready for this. I'm ready for this beat we can put down on them Phillies Sunday. I'm pulling on all gas, hot.
Put it on and rock out till the clock out, man. 34-30.
I get the mug. I get everything down as I'm bringing those, man. I'm going to the sports bar and I'm gonna be talking smack all night. You know what I'm saying?
Show it off completely, man. Show him the star. You know, do a shot for me and then do one for Michael Irvin, Emmitt Smith, and Troy Aikman, just for the record.
There's only one star in the NFL, man.
There you go.
You know what I'm saying?
And no matter how high the Eagles fly, they can never reach the stars, baby. Just remember that.
I call them dirty eaglets, man.
I call them the dirty birds. I call them the sheagles. But yeah, it's all good.
Hey, they call that city Brother Love, man. Let me tell you something. 1 year I've been up there, man, doing the winter time. They put snow. They rubbed the big old deep batteries in snow. And they hit the... They throw it at you, man.
I know. That's why they got a jail in the stadium in Philadelphia.
I'm telling you, that's my city of brotherly love. They don't show no love up there, boy.
No, sir. So what's good? What else going on, man? Everything good in Florida?
Man, everything good. You know, they had that shooting up here in Ybor City, man. You know, two
up
people
in Tampa,
died.
Yeah. Correct.
Yeah, you know.
Halloween, correct?
Yeah, Halloween, man. You know what I'm saying? These people are going crazy, man. You know what I'm saying?
It's all over the world, man. So be safe over there.
Yeah, it's all over the world.
And be safe when you go out and watch them Cowboys.
Oh, man. Most definitely, man. Most definitely.
All right. I can let you.
Man, you have a good.
You too.
Have a good weekend, man.
You too. Be safe and get to cooking that curry chicken, boy. Happy wife, happy life. All right, man.
You know how that goes.
I appreciate you, bro. All right. Let's get to the text. Naughty, great show as usual. I'm so mad Shane stepped down. I was hoping for a pay-per-view. A political, internal, external PLP fight. Naughty, the PLP promises, like the young people say, movie. On another note, Sam is getting 100 years and then have to go to court to get more years if he stayed in Fox Hill Rat Roach Motel. We would have been out in about 7 days. Murders who killed 12 people get less time than Sam. Naughty, it's better in the Bahamas. Maybe that's why Sam didn't want to go. Hey, Dexter, thanks. Yeah, Pops is doing good, but he's barking autumns and everything. Think this is the cruise ship again. Yeah, good stuff. I appreciate you reaching out. I let him know that you're last. That always puts a smile on his face. Looking at some of the other headlines we could talk about. SBF found guilty, faces 110 years in prison. Now, he faces 110 years in prison, but do you think he really going to do 110? Or do you think he going to try to get a plea? Or he going to try to cut a deal? You don't hear that in the background? I hear some chirping. That ain't Sam starting to sing. But once again, allow me to say that I told you so. And I remember a couple of blind PLP loyalists just trying to defend indefensible months ago when this broke. Oh, Naughty, it won't have an effect. You're crazy. It won't be an international brand damage. What is it? Brand damage. Because every time they talk about this clown... who this administration didn't vet properly, too busy to have photo ops and see if they could get jobs for their progeny. This is where we're at. And names going to be called. It's just the tip of the iceberg. And I don't want to be right on this and be saying, I told you so, and be right. Yeah. Because it's a horrible situation. International brand damage. Embarrassment. PM's email to SBF, severe breach of ministerial ethics. This coming from the leader of the opposition, Michael Pintard. AG, government to establish solar power operation. Paging Graham Weatherford. Paging Graham Weatherford. Hey, if y'all gonna make, hey, listen, if y'all really serious Because this is the first I really heard from the AG with substance in months. And with this SPF hitting the fan, you probably won't hear from him in the next couple of months. I suggest you make Graham Rutherford the czar of solar energy. Make him the solar energy czar. Give him, you know, that project. And then he could stop worrying about why two administrations didn't build a hospital in 50 years all over social media. Gibson drops out of PRP chairman race. We heard from Sparky. He don't know. What y'all think? Y'all think they gave him some shingles to mingles down there in West San Bimini? Hey! Wow. Y'all really fired up today, though. Really? Another text. Naughty, I'm mad Shane stepped down. I really wanted to see this fight right to the finish. What else? Wendy's unveils new mobile kitchen on PI. Ding, ding, ding. Let's get ready to rumble. That's good. Listen. That's going to be interesting. That's going to be very interesting. As they say in the movies, most interesting, Mr. Bond. Yes. Keeping my eye all over that. All over that. Look at that, man. Look at that. So, let's have the conversation now. Slide into the buzz. All brought to you, of course, by John Shoes. Listen, I need to address this. Because once again, you have people that are just absolutely cold-blooded. All right? This comes to you from the mall at Marathon. I had to run into the mall, and here we go, walking into the mall. What does my wondering eye see? All kind of people in the handicap parking who shouldn't be. That's what I see. Like this little Nissan March, AY2129. Complete bungee grease. Complete idiot. No sign whatsoever. AY2129, black Nissan March. Mashup grill in the front. Yeah, absolute idiocy. Total idiot. Then, not to be outdone, the white Nissan Cube, AY2604. Not one stitch of handicap parking, but it is easily identifiable because he has a sticker on the car, a motion sticker of a black gorilla with a knife in its mouth with a crown on its head. Ghetto fabulous, of course. And he's got it on the front and the back of the vehicle, which is that white Nissan Cube AY2604. Yeah, with the gorilla sticker with the crown and the knife in its mouth on the back. No handicap sticker, but he got the gorilla with the knife in the mouth and a crown on the head sticker. I don't know what kind of affiliation that is. I don't know if that's gang sign. I don't know if he's a fan of Planet of the Apes. I don't know. But he sure ain't no fan of parking and rules and regulations of the road. Absolute donut. Denied oxygen in the womb, obviously. De-average poster child. AY2604 white Nissan Cube. Idiots, I tell you. Idiots. And if you know them, let them know they are my donkey of the day, my bungie of the day. Both of them. And if you have any, send them on my way. Send them on over. You know what we do. And that's what I'm buzzing on today. All brought to you, of course, by John Shoes. And be sure to check out John's new arrivals in stock right now for the holiday season. Daily new arrivals, both locations, John's Plaza Carmichael and the flagship store over there on Rosetta. Both locations available for you, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m., Monday through Saturday. All right. Now, here we go. Now, let me see which one I'm going to read now. All right, here we go. Rich Behaman going all the way over the bridge for Wendy's. Said who going over there for who works there? 10 got to go back over the bridge for it. They can stay right there. But you can see, you can see, listen, it can pop off. That ain't going to be pretty right there. Naughty Shane had a talk with Perry Christie about dropping out of the race. All right, well, I can take your word for it, Tessa, because you were right a week ago, and I don't need you to hit me back next week and tell me you was right. Now, just answer me this. Do you know if there were shingles involved? Naughty, you need to get it right. The people who park in the handicap parking is not the bungee of the day. They are the dirty bungee of the... Okay, thank you. Speaking of dirty bungee, one time for my boy Hugh Strawn, who coined that phrase in this country. A lot of y'all use it, but Big Huey made it. He came up with it. All right. Don't forget, KFC drive-thrus open in front until midnight. So ample opportunity for you to get your finger licking on. Mackey Street, Prince Charles, and Oaksfield available for you till 2 a.m. on Friday and Saturday. That's what I'm talking about. And try the nuggets while you're there. They're all G-double-O-D good. Now, tonight in my Dunkin' Donuts coffee break, and you know the pumpkin is back at Dunkin' for the season. Ah, the pumpkin lattes, the donuts, the munchkins. Be sure to check them out at your favorite Dunkin' location. Downtown Bay Street, Paradise Island, Palmdale, Brennan Road with the drive-thru, East Street South with the drive-thru, Carmichael, the newest location, and at the airport, pre-clearance, post-clearance, and arrivals. So no reason for you not to be running on Dunkin'. No, Naughty, there were no shingles, but there are promises of shingles. Okay, I got you. Thank you, Texter. And I always appreciate your honesty and being in the loop and giving me the you know, confidential source. I appreciate that. I do. If you could tell me how many shingles was promised, that would be awesome. All right? Thanks, man. All right, cool. Naughty question. Did Sam stash money in a hole in the back of the yard in Nassau? Boy, Sam them had a lot of property. Sam them had a lot of cars. Sam them had a lot of possessions. My question is, when they gain an auction? When they gain an auction because the bill got to pay? Let me try to get something solid and, you know, like my friend Buddy say, ride soft. Not one of those talking piece cars. This was involved in the SBF FTX scandal. You know how many people I could take around and talk fool in that car and tell them the stories? Man, come on. Let me see what else the Texas got to say. What else we got to say? Oh, remember, Naughty, this guilty verdict is only for the first case. The next case is scheduled for 11th of March, 2024. Thank you, my legal assistant. I appreciate the text. Thank you so much for your legalese advice. Let me guess, you went to SAC. I don't know why we're surprised at all of this. I mean, this is where it was headed, people. You know, like, you couldn't see where this was going. And I agree with the earlier text. I see why Sam wanted to stay here. Because he had been out in 48 hours, 110 years in jail over there. He'd have spent 48 in Fox Hill and got out like that other tourist did. I have a breathing condition and I have a monitor so I can't. Yeah. You know how that would have gone. Naughty, who controlled FTX? Text me back. You must hear the pothole because the last three or four letters don't make no sense. And I don't want to read it wrong. Naughty Sam was just saying it was all good just a week ago. Yeah, Sam missed that Scotch conk and the other conk known as our administration who didn't vet him and we who got stuck hole in the bag as the people. Yeah, Sam missed plenty conk, all right. And Sam, listen, if you look at this picture of Sam in the Guardian today, getting in the car, Mr. Producer, look at the look on his face. Sam going to sing. I told y'all months ago he's going to sing. But Sam fixing the lineup like karaoke now. Sam can sing the Bee Gees. Sam can sing the Beatles. Sam can rap Tupac and Biggie. He can sing a Bob Marley. He can cover the whole catalog. He can sing everything. I'm telling you. And y'all who's sitting there talking fool, but I don't know, this is not any brand damage, but it's all kind of brand damage. I don't care how you try, shape it up. Oh, now I got you. Naughty, who's controlling FTX property in the Bahamas? I'd like to know who's controlling that, because if they got to sell out an auction, that too, hey, let me see what's going on there. Because Sam had a whole heap of property. A whole heap. Sam had plenty going on. When you know it come up in court, did the prime minister emailed him for the hookup for his son? No things was popping. Now you know, I know who told the PM to do that. My guess, I ain't saying it's concrete. This is what I think. This is my guess. Who in office is prime minister known for begging major corporations for contracts and handouts and shipping and import-export contract for the daddy company and so on? Jerome the homie. He right there, OB. I guarantee you, my guess is, he coached the P up and said, man, hit him up. See if you get Junior a job. Because isn't that already familiar? Birds of a feather. Hey. Boy, I tell you. The more things change, the more they stay the same. Naughty, it all becomes clear when we see politics as a pathological exercise. The local politicians are going to have a problem with the SPF timeline. We've been saying that. I've been saying that, and I agree with you, Dexter. It's been coming. It ain't going. It's coming. Naughty, all that money, Sam, how do you don't think you could have found a better-looking gal? Boy, that gal ugly. But right, you could have found a nice-looking Bahamian gal with all that float. That gal ugly, and she mad. Yeah, she hot, because I hear she's singing on Sam. No, man, text, I wish I knew honestly who was controlling that property, man. I'm figuring it got to go to auction. That's what they do in these kind of cases, to recover the funds and assets to pay off the, you know, the people who are owed the money. But if I do know something, text them. And you got some venture capitalists, are you floaty? We'll do a thing, partner. We'll go into the real estate business. How about that? Anyway, I digress. Let's go to the phone lines real quick. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this? Talking Heads.
Hey, Naughty.
Hey, what's happening?
How you doing?
What's going on?
Man, you saying, but Jerome, tell him make the call. But I think that's so because...
No, listen. First and foremost, what I do primarily for the last 25 years, I'm a comedian, right? Sometimes you got to let me have my satirical fun and put my comedian hat on, okay? First and foremost. Just so no, don't take it out of context, okay?
But I want to share some facts with you.
We're having a laugh over it, all right? That's what I'm doing.
You know? I want to share some facts with you. Remember when they wanted to dig for gold in San Salvador?
I remember that vaguely, yes.
Oh, vaguely. Well,
anyway, I'm being honest with you. I can't say it's to the front of my mind, so I don't want to, be a hypocrite.
Let me let you know. I got one document from Davis & Co. with the group where they had the share of how it's supposed to share up, and 1% supposed to go to the landowners, and 10% supposed to go to the one company called Anchris Investments. But when I check the registry, when I check for Anchris Investments, it come up Anchris Development. And you wouldn't like to know. The name associated with that was...
Boy, well, don't say it if I wouldn't like to know, because I need no lawsuit.
No, don't worry about that. I'm saying it, and I got the document.
Well, then you know what I mean? You need to talk to me off air, and then we can see how we can talk about this.
Well, I had to run all of them off my great-great-granddaddy property because, you know, Commissioner of Police Clayton Fernandez, my cousin, and that's our property because Chief Justice Sir Michael Barnett made the ruling on that on the 29th of January, 2015. So what I say, this ain't no secret, but just to share with you, you know, like I say, when I checked the registry, the check on this Arnquist Investment Company.
Had a different
name. The only thing registered there is Arnquist Development Company. Mm. And when name come up, you know what I mean?
Wow.
The Arn name, Arn Marie, but I ain't going to call the last
anyway,
name.
Anyway, you know what? Mr. You know? Producer, put him on hold and get his number. I need to talk to him when I come off here, all right? You have a good weekend, boy. Look here, you trying to get me in problems, but I hear you. I hear you. All right. Question, Naughty, off the text lines. If Sam was a black man with piggy head and said he had billions to invest, would the Bahamian government ever entertain the individual? To a point, if they figured they could free him up like they did Sam, and he had the money, or they had the money, yeah. Because the majority of our politicians from time immemorial love that Skrilla, love that dollar bill. They look first and foremost to advance themselves prior to ever advancing country. Just look at the landscape for the last 50 years. So if they figured they could get something, yeah, man, they'd have entertained it. But if they didn't, or he was running it like, hey, I ain't giving no handouts, I want everything done legally by the letter of the law, whatever, maybe no, maybe not entertained if lunch wasn't purchased. Because, you know, purchasing lunch is part of our fabric, it's part of our makeup. But, yeah, probably not, though. Honestly, probably not. Another text line from the text lines. Naughty, it all becomes clear when we see politics as a pathological exercise. The lawyers, them, control the properties. That's who control it. Tell him, Naughty, the lawyers, them. All right. Well, prior text from the last text, he says the lawyers, them. Okay. Maybe the liquidators? All righty. We'll see. We'll see how it all pans out. And I'm sure we will hear about it. Because I tell you, Sam about to sing. About to sing. You think he want to go to jail for 110 years? No, sir. With any chance of getting out of it, you think he want to go? No. Not happening. Not happening. All right, Mr. Producer, we're going to take the commercial break and get to the news? That's just what we're going to do. All right, good stuff first hour. We're going to get to the break. Flip side of the break, we'll get right into the news. In the 5 o'clock hour, we'll be talking sports. Earl of Pearl will be in the building. Eric Sawyer will be in the building representing 49er Nation. Yeah, man, we got to let 49ers have a voice. We got to hear all your loose trees straightened. We got to talk about your quarterback. Y'all on bye. Y'all ain't got nothing else to do. Y'all may as well come talk sports. Right here on Talking Heads, as the 5 o'clock hour approaches, that's what we'll be doing once we get there, as the Friday, November 3rd edition of Talking Heads continues right after this.
Cancer Treatment Centers of America is now City of Hope, creating one of the leading cancer care and research networks from coast to coast, providing more of what you need. More locations means more care closer to home. More specialists means more expertise. More research means more breakthroughs. More advancements means more treatment options. And more options means more hope. Learn more at cancercenter.com.
Let me ask you a few questions. What's your name?
Pam.
Favorite food?
Steak.
Beer or wine?
Wine.
Is your money safe?
It's under my bed, so I guess so.
Are you serious?
Yeah, why?
Unless your money is in a bank or credit union that's a member of the Deposit Insurance Corporation, there's no guarantee it's safe.
Yeah, but what if something happens to the bank?
Your Bahamian dollar deposits are insured up to $50,000, so you'd still be ahead. Plus, your mattress might catch fire. Then what?
Man, those banks and credit unions are looking good right about now.
Visit the DIC's website at www.dic.bs. Protection for your money, guaranteed with DIC.
Join Bishop Henry Fernandez, Shirley Caesar, and Jonathan Nelson for the Becoming My Best Self Conference on November 2nd to the 4th at the Baja Mar Hotel. You do not want to miss these 3 days of anointed music, worship, and the Word. Get your tickets now. For one price, you can worship with Shirley Caesar and Jonathan Nelson and participate in every session for the entire weekend. Register now at henryfernandez.org or purchase your tickets at Sunshine Marathon Mall, the Galleria entrance. Contact 242-601-2012 for more info. Seats are limited. It's time to level up at the Becoming Your Best Self Conference. Meet us there.
Go CIBC First Caribbean. We help you
to get what you want this year. Spin the wheel of wishes with a trip for two to Miami. Spin the wheel of wishes. You can win loads of cash for Christmas. CIBC First Caribbean.
Win with your approved loan. Visit CIBC FCIB/Wheel of Wishes for more information. Conditions apply.
Juicy fried chicken, mashed potatoes with gravy, and a hot buttery biscuit for only $5. That's genius. Part of the KFC Genius menu, the KFC $5 snack box delivers on flavor and value. Need to feed more than one? KFC's Great Picks has got you covered. Packed with four thighs and four legs, fried to golden perfection, plus four buttery biscuits for only $20. More genius. Hungry for deals? The Genius Menu at KFC. It's finger licking good.
Play with Island Games.
We making dreams come true.
Play with Island Games.
We paying more out to you. Don't mind the noise in the market. You get cash in your pocket.
Cause Island Games is spicy and spicy is tradition.
So when you play,
play Island Games,
we putting Bahamian's voice guaranteed to pay.
Island Games.
We like them other jokers. We've been here from the start, from the bike to computer.
Island Games.
We gonna make your dreams come true.
We playing with Island Games.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Talking Heads with Naughty is brought to you by the Bahamas Out Island Promotion Board, BTC, Burger King, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, the Cleveland Clinic, Kalina Insurance Limited, the Deposit Insurance Corporation, Dunkin' Donuts, Faith Center Ministries, Fine Threads, First Caribbean Bank, Grand Bahama News, John's Department Store, Joker's Wild, KFC, Naughty Johnny's, Percy's Island Games, and Tropical Gyros.
catch you on the Friday, November 3rd edition of Talking Heads. Your boy, Naughty, in your company. Right up until 6 p.m. But I'm Pearly zooming in short order. You know, it's Friday. We got to hear from Pearly. You know, Pearly got to get his rest. Dolphins playing 9:30 on Sunday, boy. So you know, you got to make sure I get that sleep. Pearly can't be working too hard this week. Dolphins playing 9:30 on a Sunday, boy. 9:30. You know what I mean? I wonder if Pearly's fire up the air fryer at 9:30 on a Sunday. Remind me to ask him when he zoom in. You know? Because that's how that go. Got to be prepared. Don't forget, Dolphin fans, you're playing the Kansas City Chiefs 9:30 on Sunday morning. From Germany, Pfaffenhugen, Wiener Schnitzel. So I would suggest, you know, do the German bear thing if you're doing the game. Yeah. And you know it's good, which you could do, since we're talking food real quick. Let me know when Pearly zooms in, all right? Do an English slam, since it's a 9:30 game. Egg sunny side up, the sausage, the bacon, you could do some ham, you do some steak. Then you have your tomatoes and your beans. Yeah, man, English slam, and your toast, obviously. Lay that down. And then break open the German brewskis. That's what I'm talking about. Keep it in the mood. Keep it in the moment. Or if you don't want to do like the English now, do hot dogs from early in the morning. Frankfurters, since it's coming from Frankfurter in Germany. So you get into it, man. But it's a big game, Dolphins. Statement game. Statement needs to be made. Hey, Pearly say let him in. And he got all kind of adjectives. Pearly, don't say the adjectives if you're in. Are you in? Are you in the room? You connecting, Pearly? All right, good. Caller will be with you in 1 second. What's going on? Once Pearly's in, let me know. And we'll pick it up. Hey, there he is.
Yeah, Daniel, waiting long time. That's Ali. Who's
that's the Ali. Yeah. No. That's 49 away. Three in a row.
Oh, that's why. You the one that's telling on. Okay.
You see how that three in a row.
Tell him I get him back. Four. Come this weekend. Four.
He been main mugging me for the week.
That's all right. Still love him. But guess what? 49ers get their things again this weekend.
They ain't playing this weekend. They're on bye.
Next weekend, then, whatever weekend it is,
I believe Jacksonville may pop him in the mud, but we got Eric Schreier coming in to represent 49er Nation in short order, so we could put it to him, you know what I mean?
Nah.
Yeah, I want to ask him about his quarterback, but anyway, you good, Pearly?
I got all okay.
Well, we got a call. Let's go to the phone lines real quick, see what we got on the phone. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, who's this?
We can't hate you. You're just naughty by nature.
Hey, what's going on, Ghetto News Network?
Man, if I tell you what's happening, you might talk it.
No, that's my job. That's like I always tell you. Yeah. So what you got for me?
You never cease to amaze me, man. The other day, I came on to you. I asked you, ¿cómo se llama? You know what I mean? Todo de vivir usted and all that, you know.
Estoy muy bien, gracias, mi hermano. ¿Cómo tú estás? Bien.
Exactly.
Es el fin de semana, es viernes.
Decade close su casa en la Bahamas, you know what I mean?
Right.
But today, I got to ask you another question.
I understand fully what y'all two saying.
Okay, you speak Deutsch? You speak Deutsch?
Deutsch?
Yeah.
No, I don't speak Deutsch, but I remember one thing I know from in Deutsch. Das ist gut, es ist besser in the Bahamas.
Well, again, you never see the baby because it's frequency, but big toys.
No, listen, I won't lie to you. I won't lie to you, Ghetto News. When I used to work in a hotel in the entertainment departments, Merv Griffin, which became Atlantis, and then I moved to Breezes. That's one thing. If I had international guests, you know me, comedian, I can find out something what to say. I'm going to have my portfolio of bad words that I can drop anywhere at any time and press the party. You know what I mean?
Exactly. So you already know what the Germans call a woman's brassiere.
A woman's brassiere?
A woman's brassiere, yeah.
I don't know. Tell me.
Stop him from flopping.
Stop him from flopping me.
Anyway, go on and down, eh?
Go and sit no more. Leave the jokes to the professionals. Have a good weekend, man.
Yeah, don't quit your day job.
speaking of a fellow funny man, and I guess we could call him a funny man now for the last 3 weeks, but them 49ers got him looking for like a laughing stock, boy.
Boy, listen, I never mashed so much gas to get here, and my whole
boy,
life.
Boy, look here, let me
tell you. Not even scared on, brother.
Boy, Polly, I tell you one thing, man. Listen here. When my Cowboys got beat 42-10 by the 49ers,
Destroyed.
Beat, destroyed, whatever. Destroyed. However you want to phrase it, right? Had I known at that point, we'd have still a chance to recover and make the playoffs and be all right and watch the 49ers lose 3 in a row after that and Cinderella turn into a pumpkin, man, beat the bejesus out of us again.
Good, well, listen to me.
Just not in the playoffs.
Your wish, I just want to say, just your wish is our command. Playoffs soon come. Your wish is our command.
But we're going to talk about that. Purdy's zooming in, and you can hear each other, right?
Yeah, I can hear him loud and clear.
All right, but you know, you have a very vociferous dolphin.
Sorry.
Well, I can let you off.
He called this morning, you know.
Yeah. Oh, he did.
He called us. Yeah, man. I gave my dad the mystery dolphin call this morning.
Oh, mystery dolphin. No, that ain't Pearly. Mystery dolphin is familiar to this show.
Don't mix this up.
Earl would show up. Pearly would show up and pay a debt when he lose it. Mystery dolphin don't. He's still ducking a debt he got to pay. But that's all right. He called your show. What he had to say to you all this morning?
Oh, he said he couldn't wait to talk to me, boy. What he was looking forward to this, and boy, he just started. How dare I speak about my his beloved dolphins in such
boy,
a tournament?
And we 0-3. Hard, boy.
Boy, listen to me. And we 0-3. Our season is 0-3. I say, excuse me, sir. Our season is 5-3. Sorry. You guys are 6-2. Yes, you guys cannot beat a big team. I don't want to hear about what the refs didn't do, because if you can score 70 against the Broncos and they're a professional NFL team, score 70 against the Eagles.
Nah.
And that right now, listen, you don't have to deal with.
You're my boy, right?
And go on.
To be honest with you, you know I hate the fish. You know I hate the dog.
Yeah.
I couldn't even mash them up after what they did in Philly. But that was a robbery straight through.
Yes, it was.
And
yes,
you know what bothers me with that? It speaks to the integrity of the game. And even though I hate you all, I'd hate to see you all in a playoff scenario have something done to you all like that.
That's what happened in the Cleveland game, but you don't hear me complaining.
That Cleveland game was just karma, buddy. Karma was in every area. You know. Karma was by the goalpost blowing. Left.
I have a real good question to ask you, my brother.
Go on.
Your Purdy, Mr. Irrelevant, came out with flying colors and came out with a storm in the closing out of last season. And the beginning of the season, I think you went 10-0 or 11-0 before you had your first loss.
Correct.
He has played within that Harbor system. He's played well within that
Shanahan system.
Shanahan.
Sorry, I'm thinking another
right,
guy.
Yeah. Shanahan system. Caller, I see you. We'll get you in a sec.
Is Purdy the elite quarterback that many NFL.com and NFL Network and ESPN and all of them trying to make him out to be? Or he's just a quarterback that's fitting well into this system? And when the pressure hits, you need the others around, the Debos, the McCaffreys, the Kittles around.
Half and
before,
half.
Before you answer, Purdy, I will say he's a system quarterback in the right system with Shanahan, because obviously it's been working. Very reminiscent of Jeff Garcia to me in y'all's offense. Successful, won some playoff games, good records during the regular season, but he's a Jeff Garcia to me. He ain't a Steve Young. He ain't a Montana. No, sir.
No.
Even within the system, Naughty, without Debo and McCaffrey, I think is when he started to fall down. I don't know if it's really the system or because he doesn't have his supporting cast.
I can tell you right now, half and half. Right now, he's a system quarterback. He reminds me a bit of, and listen, I ain't trying to say that he can get 7 Super Bowl rings, but he reminds me of the early days of Brady. Brady had a tremendous defense that led him. Listen to me, man. He had a tremendous defense that led him to the Super Bowl.
Okay.
And when it counted at the end for Adam Vinatieri, he made the plays necessary within the Bill Belichick system. And then now, he grew. He grew to be better than.
Let me ask you a question. Okay, did Brady have a streak in the early years? A 3 straight losses and 7 second half interceptions.
I don't know. I'm not a Patriot fan.
I'm just asking because that's what Purdy got for him in the last 3 games.
But that's the half where. That's the half where by he's a system quarterback. Now the other half is
That's where he's the pumpkin.
Our system is dependent upon, and I did not know how dependent it was upon. It's dependent upon Debo Samuel. When he went down in the first quarter. When he went down in the first quarter.
Eric, I want to thank you for at least being one of the few 49ers that have honestly said, And my boy Mega was another one. Debo is the catalyst that I have. And he's the Kelsey.
He is the linchpin.
He is the Kelsey of San Francisco.
Yes, he is the linchpin. If he is not there to block, if he is not there just to run the jailbreak screens.
Nobody got the
perfect even if he's not in the screen itself, you know, he doesn't need to be the one with the ball.
Listen, he got that nickname Debo for a reason. He's a bully.
He is no joke.
He is a bully. Now, real quick, let's go to the phone lines because this caller was holding. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio. All right, call us back, caller. Call us back. Now, here's another question for the two of y'all.
Shoot.
Y'all need to stop hating on the Eagles. This is our year. Eric, your boy Lamar say so. So, how many boy LaMarcus? I don't really entertain Sheagles on this show game week.
Sheagles,
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I don't entertain the Sheagles game week.
You got the name. But the Sheagles should be able to beat y'all if they do what they normally do, which is the tush push and AJ Brown. Because remember now, y'all out Gibbs in your secondary, you know.
Who?
Diggs, sorry. Diggs in.
Let me introduce you to.
Who?
Brother, you want to tell him the name or you want me to tell him the name?
He's in love.
De'Ron Bland, buddy. Three
he's
straight
blind.
Picks. Three pick sixes. Four
like
interceptions. 7.5 quarterback rating against. Bring it. I have no problem. God knows I miss Diggs, but we got Bland.
AJ Brown is a monster, bro.
Sedarius Deleon Lamb. Have you all heard of that dude?
Yeah, we chalk him up in week five. You remember?
No, you only chalk him up in week five because look, the last three times Philadelphia, well, yeah, it wasn't you all chalking him up. McCarthy goes and get chalked up. But the last three games against the Eagles, 56-21 Cowboys, 26-17 Eagles, 43-30 Cowboys.
Yeah, that's about to be the Eagles.
It's a division game, buddy.
Well, that's also
then you all see the Rams good with a great record, but it is to you. Division game.
Oh, yeah,
when
and we smashed them.
When you see Seattle all swell up and doing their thing, what that is.
Yeah.
Division game.
Yeah.
You're not put off about playing in Seattle.
Yeah, we still have two more to play.
Earlham ain't put off about playing in Buffalo after all these years. They know what it is.
Yeah, because guess what? I don't care what the Sardines record is. 9 of the last 10 times, Buffalo has eaten their food and drank their drink.
But they got to play them. It's a division game.
They got
game.
To play them.
And that goes in streaks because years ago into the 70s and 80s, it was like a 29 straight game losing streak that the Bills had against
one
the Dolphins.
For real.
And then the
one
K
thing
got
happened.
Then the K got
Miami
offense
could be the
game
reason Buffalo don't make the playoffs this year. Miami will be the reason Buffalo don't make the playoffs this year.
Wow, that's a bold statement, Perry.
That is out there.
Last game of the season. Buffalo can need that win to make the wild card, and they can get beat.
All right. Well,
after the Bengals game Sunday night, I'll check you back with that. We'll see what they look like Sunday night.
The Bengals can walk all over Buffalo. You watch.
Let's get to the question about the Eagles, though. Let me hear it from a Dolphin fan and a 49er fan. Obviously, the texter knows what I'm going to say, 10-1. It's a Cowboy Philadelphia thing. It's always going to be that minutia. Leave that there. What you got to say as a Dolphin fan, Pearly, regarding the Eagles? We know the penalties. Take that out of the equation. What's your take on the team? Your team has played them.
Honestly, I believe they're the best team in the NFC. I think they're the best team in the NFC as a total package. I think the difference with them and the 49ers is the quarterback. Outside of that, they're pretty even, but I think the quarterback makes them the better team. I think the difference with them in Dallas is the quarterback. The quarterback makes them a better team. That doesn't mean the 49ers can't beat them in the playoffs, and it doesn't mean Dallas can't beat them this week. But I think at the end of the day, the Eagles are going back to the Super Bowl.
Fair enough. What you got to say there, Sawyer? And I know you all play them this year?
We play them in Week 13.
In Week 13, correct? Mm-hmm. All right. So it's an horizon.
Until we beat them, they're the best team in NFC. In order to be the best, you have to beat the best. They are indeed the NFC champions. And so I can't discredit what they have done in the past. I will say it wasn't going to be a walkover game if Purdy was in the game. But, you know, injuries happen, and it happened at the worst possible time. And it is what it is. But we can see Week 13.
Well, my answer is this. Obviously, from a division foe opponent, it's going to be a little different because I see them 2 times a year. Mm-hmm. You see them. Mm-hmm. So it's not like, like you guys, Week 13, and then off for another 4 years, the divisions don't play.
Correct.
So we won't see each other. Same thing with the AFC. So we're used to seeing them. It's a rivalry. When we're good and they're bad, it's a tough game. When they're good and we're bad, it's a tough game.
Correct.
Here's the deal and what I think coming in, because nobody's really mentioned this yet. Jalen Hurts, 10 turnovers in the last 2 games.
Nobody's saying anything with that because
eight interceptions, two fumbles. But hold on now. Because Purdy's had his problems. You know, if that was Dak, Jesus, well, let's abolish him from the league.
Because that's America's team.
Yeah. And then you got.
And it's always the all year. Also,
then you got
because
Allen.
Philadelphia has won.
And then you got
Allen. Philadelphia has won.
Correct.
They ignore the vote turnouts because he has won.
Correct. Now, we've all said, I don't know if Eric commented on it when he's on with Aaron, but I know you and I have talked about it. We said Philadelphia for the last couple of weeks has looked disconnected. They're winning, but yes, there's something missing in Philly. They miss the coordinators.
They do.
Well, they here's do. Where I'm saying timing is everything. Philly is due for a L. They're a good team, but they're just due. They've been playing their way out of some games, and they've scaled out a couple over the last couple of weeks.
Correct.
Now you got a solid division opponent who has to have a statement game against a quality team, a la the Eagles, a la the 49ers,
correct,
a la the Seahawks. So at some point, Dallas got to roll up his sleeves and start being the punk and be the punker and stand up and punch somebody in the mouth. And it is a division game. And here's the interesting stat.
Go.
Dakota Rain Prescott, 10-3 all time against the Philadelphia Eagles.
This but is true, but really the Eagles
Naughty almost have me believing they can beat the Philadelphia Eagles real bad.
The Dallas Cowboys are going to beat the Philadelphia Eagles 34-30. On this particular weekend, 34-30, Cowboys get it done on the road.
Man, listen, my dream scenario for Sunday, because Sunday is my birthday, is that.
Well, at least your 49ers can't disappoint you.
Is that the Saudis? They can't disappoint me, man. They're the Niners. Hello?
But they're on bye.
I think we're Cowgirls or Saudis. I just need the Saudis to get beat, y'all to tie with the Eagles, and it's a perfect birthday. If y'all could tie 0-0, it's a perfect day.
So if it's a tie, I don't need to be 0-0. It's going to be entertaining.
7-7-8.
No, like 34-34, something like that. Like a real good. Let's go to the phone lines. Talking heads. Going.
You won't get to my day gift. Sorry.
You know, this is the other Donald. Let me tell you something here, my boy. In no way that Dallas can beat the Eagles.
Now, right there, other Donald. It is Friday. I want you to call me on Monday in the 5 o'clock hour with the same energy after Dallas beat y'all. I just want you to do that because you are right with me.
But Dallas even can't beat the 49ers.
I know. But then for the last 3 weeks, the 49ers can't beat nobody since. So, you know.
Hey. We have been down Debo Samuel.
I know.
Debo will be back for the Jags game. You watch.
Injuries are part of the game.
All I know is one time, Monday morning, I want to call it.
The Eagles no team could beat my Eagles.
All right, but you all already lost once for the year.
Oh, yeah?
So you lost
me no team. Yeah, man. You already got beat for the year, and you got beat in the Super Bowl last year. What you mean?
And you could get beat this Sunday at 8 o'clock.
You could get beat this Sunday at 8 o'clock.
You could get beat for 2 minutes.
Oh, it's at 4. Which one is it?
But Donald, let me ask you a question.
4 o'clock game.
You're an Eagle fan. Do you think the Eagles are missing the two coordinators that left to go on to coach Indianapolis and Arizona?
Arizona, yeah.
On the offensive side and the defensive side?
Yeah, hold on, God, yeah. That's the same team that before I go to the Eagles, I used to pull for the Colts.
Okay.
Respect.
Yeah, but now I've grown and I came to the Eagles. But there's no team in the NFL or CFL or whatever can beat the Eagles right now.
All right, Donald. We'll see you Sunday, man. Make sure you call me Monday, man. Have a great weekend.
Gotta love Friday afternoons.
Yeah. Now. That's better energy for a game he ain't watched yet.
Tailgating already.
Yeah.
Now.
It's great.
9:30 game. And we're going to do the picks and we're going to run down. But the 9:30 game is interesting because Purdy is playing against the Kansas City Chiefs. And I personally think, and I'm sure Big Chief will call in, Kansas City is missing Eric Bieniemy. Again, another coordinator that was a key component to an offense being successful. I think with the wide receivers they had with Bieniemy there, he would have schemed them open. It's not happening.
Bieniemy really needs to take that head coaching job
in Washington
Vegas.
Or Vegas.
In Vegas right now. Just take that job and run with it.
You know, by
Devontae Adams.
But I'm thinking Pierce former Giants linebacker.
Fiery
dude. He's got a perfect coaching candidate.
Yeah. Also, yeah.
He might do something with that before anybody get a chance to do it.
Yeah, well, if he does, I hope. Listen.
Young African-American coach, former athlete, I have no problem with that.
He was a star athlete. He just wasn't.
He was a bad boy.
He wasn't a, and I hate to say, I know who he was, but,
He used to do Tony Romo in on a regular.
A normal.
And call him ahead of time and say, coming for you. And by the fourth quarter, Romo threw that interception right to Pierce or off Pierce fingers or Pierce sack him.
Pierce was always in it,
He was a guy.
Yeah. If Pierce was the one who ran the pressure, you ran into Stray out on the back end.
Oh, boy. That was some good teams. And they had good teams. They beat Brady twice. You can't ever take it from
them.
Beat Brady twice.
Yeah.
Eli will claim that he did, but hey, the defense beat them twice.
The defense had to
sign up. Jason Tuck, too, was another one.
Oh, yeah.
Justin Tuck, not Jason. Justin
Tuck, yeah.
Justin.
All right, so Sunday morning, 9:30. I think Kansas City, the defense, is going to put pressure on Tua, but I think McDaniels is going to scheme up some things to attack that secondary and turn it into a track meet. And I don't think Kansas City could keep up because of the enemy, and they don't have the wide receiver core that they used to have. They're missing some pieces. Even
Jalen Ramsey is now back too.
Yeah. Ah, now I was just going to say Jalen Ramsey, Xavier Howard on the corners.
Well. Yeah.
And now.
And Armstead traveled with the team, so Armstead probably be playing as well.
And remember I talked to Bradley Chubb when I hosted Jazz Chisholm's Foundation opening in Florida? Bradley Chubb told me, he said, Fagio, just give Fagio time to get this thing together. And he said, in a couple of weeks, we're going to have two corners, and then we could do what we need to do. And once Fagio got corners that could cover, he's going to put pressure on quarterbacks. He's going to rush people up front. You got Phillips. You got some other pieces on that defensive line that are decent.
Who's
you
back
got
healthy some good, now.
And who's back healthy, played well last week. Mm-hmm. I think the Dolphins now get better because of the defense. And it puts them in a position now, they get in a shootout. They got a defense that could bend and don't break and get a hold, and they could put up the points, or they could just straight out blow you out the gym, motorboat you out the
because the offense is just like they was playing. Who they playing was down, Carolina. Somebody's playing this down like 21.
And then boom,
21-7,
just blew up.
14-0 to Carolina.
Yeah, Carolina. Something that was like, I went and I fried two pieces of pork chop. I look back at the TV. 28-14. What?
And eerily similar to the Cowboys, the Dolphins are desperately in need of a statement game against a quality
team. They have to beat it because they haven't beat anybody.
Just take the naysayers out of the equation. Yeah. Just take them out.
Yeah.
I think a factor that nobody's looking at, actually some announcers are making a joke of it. I think the fact that Miami went to Berlin on Monday and Kansas City just got in yesterday, It's gonna play a little, and maybe not too significant. Yeah. It's gonna play some of a factor. I believe that.
And a jet lag.
All right, listen, Dexter.
The jet lag, but also used to the time, also used to the area. It'll feel more like a home game for the Dolphins than it would for Kansas City, because they've already been there a week to get more acclimatized.
Dexter, I'm glad you're enjoying it. Listen, whenever Eric's available on a Friday, we'll make sure Eric get here so we can chop it up and talk sports.
Okay.
And talk football. Pearly, we're gonna do our picks, but I have a good text right here, and both of you guys are basketball aficionados, and it's a good text from the Texans. What do you guys think about the beard to the Clippers?
Won't make them any better.
I think it's a real funny pun, beard to the Clippers, but that's still funny.
Beard to the Clippers,
yeah. Did you hear what he said?
Go ahead.
He said he's not a system player. He is the system.
It won't make it won't make them any better because eventually his selfishness will show forth.
Look,
it already has. From day one, the minute he opened his mouth and say that, he put the Tyronn Lue that he's not going to play into the system. The system going to play to him. That's not going to work.
That ain't going to work because Kawhi. He don't play ball like that. PG for sure.
And Paul George is a good team player.
Yeah, good team player. Westbrook just won a ring.
And
so
don't forget,
he won whatever for a ring.
Don't they have that half psycho Patrick Beverley on the Clippers too?
No,
I'm not certain.
No,
he plays for the
Magic.
Oh, maybe the Magic now. All right.
Yeah. But, let me check. I think it's the Magic.
But at the end of the day, that presence over there and the Clippers, they got their stars. Harden need to fit in, and I don't think he's going to fit in, and I think that's where it's going to be a problem.
The Sixers now.
He's the third option at best.
And he has no defense for the last two, 3 years. None. It's non-existent.
His entire career is predicated on no defense.
Well, no, the first year in OKC, he was playing everything. But that's to get on and get noticed.
That's just to get on and get noticed.
But when he got noticed, that defense went quick to the bag. It's still in the bag.
Defense went to the bench, and he stayed on the court.
Correct. So I think it's going to be more. He's ball dominant, too. So you got a guy like Kawhi who could work back to the bucket and be a strong presence night in, night out.
Exactly.
Just back to the bucket. That's going to hold things up there because Kawhi, when he gets it back to the bucket, needs to work and have that time to create the shot. Harden is ball dominant. That's going to take away from Paul George because Paul George is a guy who needs the ball in his hand, too, to be effective, even though he's tremendously unselfish. And then you got other players on that team that were playing roles that are going to lose shots to Harden. That he's just
they lose shots,
he's take
playing
shots.
Time,
exactly.
Confidence. He's not an asset to that team.
And he's not the kind of player like LeBron is with Tyronn Lue that would be there and be in his ear and
right.
demands it. You know,
right.
as much as
him.
I don't like LeBron, I mean, come on, night and day between him and the Beard.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
But you have somebody like the Bear trying to impose their will on a team. I think that's going to be horrible in the locker room. Look at it. It was horrible in Philadelphia. It was
horrible
in Brooklyn.
Horrible in Houston.
And this dude don't last. It's like 6-7 months, and he's out of there. It don't even. It's like
he pays rent everywhere. He don't have a mortgage nowhere.
Let's go to the phone lines real quick. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
Yeah, what's happening, Naughty? Putley?
What's going on, Mystery Dolphin?
Eric, boy, listen.
Hey, Mr. Mystery Dolphin.
I'm so glad you have Mr. 0-3 inside there.
Listen to him.
It's 5-3, though. You got to be fair, Mystery.
Listen to him.
0-3 in the last three.
Hold on.
I'm talking about the last three games they played. That's what I'm speaking about.
Yeah.
0-3.
Okay, brother.
Okay, that's what I'm talking about. Don't get it mixed up. Naughty, what I noticed, he's been here on Aaron's show, right? And Aaron sees she decent. Since she don't correct him. You understand? And he's go on Aaron's show and he's say all kind
correct
of
correct me
stuff.
Then. Just correct
yeah,
me. Go on there, correct me.
You understand? He say all kind of stuff and Aaron decent, she don't correct him and she's just
correct me then.
Run on.
What do you need to be corrected on?
Huh?
What do you need to be corrected on?
Many stuff he said about. He said some stuff about the Dallas Cowboys. He said some stuff about.
But
the
I know him
Dolphins.
Long time. I
and
expect
about,
him to say something about the Dallas 49ers. Cowboys, and not very nice either.
Uh huh.
But I in kind also say bad things about the 49ers.
We grow up not liking each other's teams. What you want me to
the
do?
The 99ers.
Have respect for the Saudis. Have respect for the Cowgirls.
No, sir.
Those girls.
Not the 99ers. But now let me ask you a question: are your feathers ruffled because? There's still the Purdy talk, and it's kind of superseded Tua, and your Dolphin fans are a little upset. And Purdy, you could chime in on this if you want to.
But superseded Tua in which way? They talking about Purdy is not the real thing, and they talking about Tua as some MVP candidate.
No, but I'm talking prior, not as of the
prior.
Last three games, prior to. And you know, there was a lot of waxing of Purdy going on, and Tua the fifth-year contract. And
I hated that waxing.
No kind of way Tua is Mike quarterback. He's there. He's comfortable. He's on his way to being a possible candidate for MVP, which is a lot more than Purdy.
Now, let me ask you, do you think Tua might be cashing in at the right time in a contract year and gets MVP? Do you think he outprices himself from going back to the Dolphins? Because maybe somebody wants to swoop in and give him buku bucks.
No, I think he was given the chance by Miami. He's happy to be in Miami. He's going to prove his worth this year. He's going to get his nice contract, and it's going to be fine.
I don't think it'll be next year, though.
But it has to be. He's in his fifth year. He got to.
Yeah. I'm happy
to see Mr. Sawyer that you had the BALLS to come on the Big Boy show today.
But listen to me. But let me tell you something. Let me explain something to you. See? Now I want you to correct me now. Right, see, we're on the Big Boy show. Good.
Lord.
Let me correct you do your best to see if I lie. The last time the Dolphins been to the AFC Championship game was when? Pinlin had black hair. Good. Now, listen.
Well, you're right.
Listen, the last time you all won a division championship.
That
was
prior to the salt and pepper grape.
Okay, yeah, prior to the salt and pepper.
Okay, all
okay?
right.
But the last time you all even won a division championship was when?
So
you was playing the stray
them,
cat
why,
system
why,
the last
why,
time you all
why,
won one, you know.
Why you can throw them low blows now? Why you can throw them low blows? You think
no, man.
Right?
No, man, because I accustomed to success. This is the first time you all been 6-2 since the year 2000.
Now, hold on. Now, we're talking about success.
But we're living in the now.
Yes,
we're living in the now.
Yes.
You all live in 1973, you know.
We live in the now.
Y'all live in 1973.
No, allow us to live in the now.
All right, go ahead, Purdy.
Day before yesterday, Texas with his voice World Series.
Correct.
I ain't went, but Johnny Jackson said, what have you done for me lately? I got it this year. This my year.
All right, let me just state this. I don't want you to get on your high horse, though, and talk about the Dolphins, because they are. They are the longest suffering out of all of us.
Okay.
Yes.
But y'all,
I'm not running away from that.
Y'all been suffering from 29 years, and we only been suffering 28. And I don't like this noise in the market, because y'all have been the one or two Super Bowls since.
That's the noise in the market. That's the noise in the market. We haven't won. We haven't won in 29 years. But no, we've been since.
Hold on. If you lock up and you get to walk out the cell two times, and get thrown back in the cell, and I lock up and I ain't come out. We still lock up, right?
Hey.
You lock up for 29 and I lock up for 28.
I got some fresh air, though.
That's okay. We still lock up.
I got some fresh air.
That's okay. You should, because you've been in there 29 years. That's the least you should do. You should have some breaks, because you've been in there longer.
Exactly. So the break is, okay, we've been.
All I say is, you're 49ers like Trinidad boy, and I'd be waiting
for you. But you know why? America's team. That's all. Y'all like to spread it on thick like brand new peanut butter.
But see,
everything is America's team.
Let me tell you something, though. I honestly believe that Jerry pays Stephen A. Smith to talk about the Cowboys just to keep us relevant whether we win, lose, or draw. Because Jerry makes more money when we lose than when we win.
Stephen A. and Skip? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Boy, they and Jerry back pocket.
I believe so.
Long time. They in back pocket like a wallet.
Skip. I know about Skip, because Skip wrote some scandalous stuff about the Cowboys afterwards. That wasn't a good
lately, for the last couple of years, him and Shannon, boy, he was on the Cowboys bandwagon.
Get to the break. On the flip side of the break, we got the picks lined up. Who'd you go for last night, honestly?
The Steelers. Because of the rookie quarterback.
I went with the Titans because of the rookie quarterback. I thought Levis, listen to me.
Pick it up a little bit more experience.
But Levis is something they could work with.
I saw him. Yeah, he played well.
I think
defensive struggle, but that last drive from the Steelers, the last offensive drive for the Steelers,
was nice. And even though he threw an interception rushing toward the end of the game, I was impressed how Levis got him down the field too.
He got them down there. One timeout. A buck.
I think Tennessee can move on from Ryan Tannehill in the offseason. I think they have a quality young quarterback.
They have a good running back. But you know what's important?
They could get rid of Derrick Henry in the offseason and go to Taji Spears, because Taji Spears was a beast in college.
He was a beast in college, but Derrick Henry can run through any line, no matter how porous.
I'll tell you this. Derrick Henry was supposed to be a Baltimore Raven, and my oldest son is distraught because he's a huge Lamar Jackson Raven fan. Apparently, Baltimore had the trade done, Purdy, and they didn't turn.
What?
Did you hear anything pertaining to that?
No, I didn't hear that.
I hear Baltimore had a deal in principle. They even had a couple of tweets saying agreed to trade so-and-so for Derrick. I mean, whatever pick for Derrick Henry.
I heard they didn't get it in time.
They didn't get it in time. And it could have been.
I heard it folded because there was too much what Tennessee was asking for.
And then I heard another one that somebody was traded. And the owner vetoed it, got in at the last minute and vetoed it. Somebody else was traded. And the trade was vetoed, and it might have been Derrick Henry that he was gone, and then the owner got him. That's what it was. The owner vetoed the trade. That's what happened. And stopped stopped it from going into the office. So the owner vetoed it at the last minute, which makes no sense.
Tennessee's
owner.
Okay.
So if Baltimore were to get Derrick Henry, Baltimore would have been undefeated right now.
If Baltimore got a Derrick Henry type, they would have been a solid contender.
Undefeated right now.
Because their defense is solid.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Let's get to the break.
I picked this break last night. I never picked the Titans as long as Tannehill on that team. Ever.
No, I went with the Titans yesterday for one period. The magic was going to continue with Will Levis. And I still think Levis got a lot of potential in the league for years.
I bullied against the Titans for one reason. Tannehill.
Yeah, but you ain't got to bully against them no more. I think he's out of there after last night. I think in the offseason, he's a goner.
I think so, too.
Let's get to the break. Flip side of the break. We'll be back with the picks right here on the Friday, November 3rd edition of Talking Heads. Keep it right where you got it.
Wherever you are in the world, Cleveland Clinic's world-class care is here for you. From Ohio to Florida to London, Cleveland Clinic treats thousands of patients every year. Ranked number 2 in the world by Newsweek, you can trust our caregivers to enhance your experience across each step of your treatment journey. For every care in the world, learn more at clevelandclinic.org/Caribbean.
Hey, it's your boy Charlie Bahama, and let me tell you about a deal you can't afford to miss. It's the Two Fly Free from Nassau promotion. You heard me right. Two people can fly free from Nassau. Bahamasresidence.com for all the details so you can start your vacay today. There are 10 participating islands with 35 amazing hotels to choose from. You can go to Abaco, Acklands, Andrus, Bimini, Cat Island, Eleuthera, Harbor Island, Exuma, Long Island, or San Salvador. There's so much to do on all these islands, you just may want to go to a few. And why not? With the Two Fly Free from Nassau deal, it's like getting an island for free. Take your family. Go with friends. Arrange a fun out-of-the-box business meeting or retreat. Your co-workers or employees will love you. Or go on an adventure with the guys. Or a girl's getaway from the guys. Or a romantic trip for two. Whatever you do, you'll thank me. Visit BahamasResidence.com for more information. That's BahamasResidence.com.
Too many debt bills? Overdue on loan payments? Improve your credit score and credit report with the Bahamas Credit Bureau. Shrink your debt payments with a debt consolidation loan and built-in savings that pays you 5% interest. Call 356-7764.
The Grand Bahama News is available every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian. Buy your local paper at Freeport convenience stores, Western Bakery, DeGregory's Fine Foods, and Bellevue Gifts. Want to reach your Grand Bahama customers? Then call Barefoot Marketing at 827-4578 or message them for ad rates via their Facebook page. Advertising opportunities now include classified ads too. Keep up with all the latest Grand Bahama news in the Nassau Guardian newspaper every Tuesday.
Craving a sandwich that hits all the right spots? Look no further. Introducing Dunkin's newest star, the oven-toasted turkey sandwiches. Made with love and served on toasted sourdough bread, these classics are reinvented with a twist. Sink your teeth into layers of delicious deli turkey, crispy lettuce, and white cheddar. Plus, we've added the perfect kick with smoky bacon and your choice of creamy avocado spread or zesty chipotle sauce. Dunkin's got your sandwich cravings covered all day, every day. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin's.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk.
I got you on the Friday, November 3rd edition of Talking Heads. Pearly, we get to the picks, all brought to you, of course, by the Island Game. And, of course, you know, if you want some great parlay action, go to theislandgame.com, log on, you know, check out the sports book, check out the ways to play, check out the ways to win, multiple plays to win, and always play responsibly. All right, remember, that's theislandgame.com. All right, let's check out the lineup for the week. We got a couple of teams on bye this week. Who we got on bye this week? We got the 49ers.
Bingo.
Are on bye.
Jaguars
are on bye.
Mm-hmm.
49ers, Jaguars, Lions, and Broncos are all on bye. Broncos, Lions, Jags, and 49ers are on bye this week. All right. So here we go. Last night's game, Pittsburgh took care of that.
Yeah.
Pearly, who that dog picking? That dog picking too?
Somebody walking through with a pit bull and everybody getting nuts.
Oh, Lord. That happens. That's probably because the pit bull is a cowboy and in respect, dude. They know what time it is.
Yeah, that's why they bark and tell him, say, you're a girl, boy. Come from around here.
I knew you was going to say something.
Girl.
I knew it. All right, here we go. Sunday games, 9:30 game in the morning. Miami against Kansas City in Germany. Miami got in from, I think, Wednesday night. Monday night already got in and got acclimated to what's going on over there. They're in there.
Jet lag.
The Kansas City Chiefs will have way later in the week.
Yesterday.
I like Miami for being in and for being settled. I like them with the high-powered offense, and I like them to try and make a statement game, and I got a feeling they make a statement against the Chiefs this weekend. I'm not saying a blowout, but they win a tight game. They win a tough game, an entertaining game. I say in the neighborhood of 31-27, something like that. 31-24.
All of that? I don't even think all of that. I say if Miami wins, 23-20. City wins, 27-20.
Miami will win 31-17.
Wow.
Wow.
Why are you feeling Ramsey and Howard by telling you?
That's what?
Ramsey ain't in game shape yet. Ramsey ain't in game shape yet.
He had a pick last week.
Yeah. Yeah, he got a pick last week on a busted play.
Yeah, but still, he got it at Del Taji.
But it was a busted play.
Feeling better.
Yes, we still doing that in San Francisco. If Steve Wilks could get it together and realize he's not a defensive back coach, he need to realize that he's a defensive coordinator and stop with the prevent defensive scheme, stop with the cover two, and get back to what we know. Rush four, okay. Drop back seven, and wait on Havoc. Anyway.
But listen, you know what? While y'all were destroying my Cowboys, and Pearly, I'll tell you, the middle of the field is always open against y'all.
Yeah, I know, but
nobody attacks it. Like, no, now I know you'll put a lot of pressure up front and all that.
Pressure is what
causes. Boy, if somebody
that.
Could figure out a way to attack that middle on a consistent basis, your defense will fold right in the middle.
What happens is we run stunts off the break, and we keep the edges tight.
And Oliver is garbage. Y'all couldn't even get that cornerback from Chicago. I know
you nobody want a Jalen Johnson. Boy, great, listen to me. Everything in me hurt when I realized the trade was going
through. And I would just like
through.
To let you know, Dallas didn't yeah, make no moves.
Gentlemen, can we get to the picks, please? Because y'all two routers are on one. Can we get to the picks?
All right, yeah, cool.
Thank you.
Only because you didn't have to trade nobody, you know? Only because you did all the trading in the season.
Yeah, you don't worry about that,
Got to be the mediator here.
Yeah.
Just like milk in the heat, boy, y'all spoil soon.
All right, so City. Pearly, obviously you like him 31-17. You like him in a tight game, 27-20. I like him, you say 24-20. I say
31-27. Yeah.
That's what I said. All right. Washington Commanders on the road against the New England Patriots.
Ew.
I think the Patriots bounce back from a loss, and I think the Commanders just, they got a fire sale
going on. They sold off half their defense.
I think the Patriots, and I'll give the points too.
But New England, I like them at home, and I like them because obviously it's two mediocre teams. And I think Rivera's now seeing the handwriting on the wall. I don't think Rivera's back in Washington after this season.
I don't think he is either. I think they give it to Bieniemy.
Yeah, because he's already
finally,
in place.
He has deserved it for so long. But I still believe the Commanders could pull one out.
I like
last second field goal because I mean that like although Chase Young is gone and your boy gone to the Bears, but New England has no offense.
Yeah, but New England's defense has improved and they still got a solid defense and the defense keeps them in it. They win ugly when they do win and I think this got over them. And they were talking potential quarterback change in Washington too.
Yeah.
Yeah,
because I like Howell, but Howell's been throwing a lot of interceptions.
Who's their backup? Who's Washington backup?
It's not Heinicke because they traded him to thingamajig. He was playing the other night when Ritter got injured in Atlanta.
Right.
It's another backup there in Washington that they were talking about.
Okay. Yeah.
That's the rumblings of the locker room rumblings, and that just could be media out of Washington talking who wants to see a quarterback change, and maybe they don't have no interest in making a change, but that's the talks. Arizona.
They talk about Brissett.
Jacoby Brissett. That's your
Well, most definitely then, New England will win. Because Jacoby Brissett cannot beat Bill Belichick. So, okay. All right, well, Jacoby playing, that's a wash.
Unless they go to the kid out of Georgia, Jake Fromm or something like that?
Jake Fromm ain't ready for the NFL yet. Don't step on a Bill Belichick. Bill Belichick very rarely loses to rookies, so no.
He confuses rookie. Makes
exactly. No.
All right, Arizona against Cleveland. In Cleveland, I like Cleveland to get it.
I like Cleveland. Arizona has what? Arizona don't.
They got Kyler Murray back in a week.
Okay, good. In a week, not this week. Next week.
No, they've got Clayton Tune from Houston.
Yay! Way to go, buddy.
Josh
Dobbs now wears a Viking helmet.
Josh Dobbs, he's going to make the Vikings still a playoff contender when they're all said and done.
Yeah,
you got to give him
a
week.
Make them respectable, yeah.
Probably the Rams on the road against the Packers. I like the Rams to get it done.
Oh, boy. I think, you know what? Packers at home.
Wow.
Rams win, buddy.
That's his thing this week. Packers at home.
Rams win, but a little Puka.
Nakua.
Yeah.
Now, listen, I was going to take Minnesota in this next game prior, obviously, to Kirk Cousins rupturing the Achilles.
Mm-hmm.
Josh Dobbs isn't going to start this week, so they got a rookie going. So to this end, I say Atlanta wins at home based on a solid defense and a decent enough offense to get it done. But I think the Vikings bounce back in the next couple of weeks once Dobbs learns the system. And then he only had one target to throw to in Arizona. That was Hollywood Brown. He can have two Addison and Justin Jefferson in a matter of weeks when he comes in, his job ain't hard. They could be open. He just need to hit him with the ball.
And their tight end, I forget their tight end name. TJ Hawkinson. Don't get me wrong. Don't get me wrong. That rookie can have two drives, mess up two drives, and Josh can have to play. Atlanta can win, but Josh Dobbs can play after two drives.
The Bears on the road. Who you like, Purdy, the Vikings or the Bears? Or the Falcons?
I like the Falcons.
The Bears on the road against the Saints. The Saints seem to be getting things together over the last couple of weeks. They could barely score the first 5 weeks of the season. The last 2 weeks of the season, or 3 weeks, they over 30 points in every game. So, you got to look at the Saints. They're adding the little tight end. What's his name? /quarterback/... you know what I'm talking about.
Number seven.
Yeah, Tyson Hill. Taysom Hill.
Taysom Hill.
Yeah, I think I like New Orleans in the dome to get it done over the Bears because their defense sucks still. Seattle.
And guess what? The Saints got an 8-point. I give them the points and all.
You think they'll cover the 8?
I think so.
Seattle against Baltimore. On the road. 1 o'clock game.
But I can.
All Ravens.
Yeah, Seattle's horrible 1 o'clock games.
All Ravens, but should be some good defense.
24-20, I think.
Should be some good defense.
Tight game right there.
Yeah.
Probably so.
Tampa Bay on the road in Houston. Tampa Bay is 0-6 all time in Houston.
Houston wins, eh? CJ Stroud is the truth.
He is the truth.
That boy is the truth.
I think he hooks up with Nico Collins and Dalton Schultz once each for 2 touchdowns, and they get it done.
D'Amico Ryans
is a great coach over there, doing a great job with the defense.
Boy, missing.
And Tampa Bay.
I originally was thinking Buccaneers, but you guys convinced me. I can ride with y'all on this one with the Texans.
There you go. Indianapolis on the road against Carolina, and all I can tell you, gents, is Jonathan Taylor is healthy, running the football. Zach Moss is beastly. Carolina's horrible against the run. Colts get it done on the road.
Carolina just won his first game last week. Enough said?
All right, the last couple before we got to get out of here, because I see Mr. Producer giving me the sign. New York Giants against the Las Vegas Raiders. The Raiders blew it up, but behind Antonio Pierce, they beat the Giants this week in Vegas.
I like the Giants.
I like Vegas just because of the fact that, they want to have a statement game.
They
have the
fun.
Same thing.
They
the same thing
fun.
Happened last year with John Gruden.
And they started
same
winning.
Thing happened. They came by. They had a bounce back game after Gruden was let go. Yeah.
Yeah. I just like Vegas to get it done. And Devontae Adams got the locker room very loose. Hunter Renfrow ready to go. I think that, those guys know something coming down the pike.
Yeah. Max Crosby's a monster.
Very much so.
Y'all can see.
Dallas Cowboys, Philadelphia Eagles, 4 o'clock game, the big time afternoon game. Y'all already know. I say Cowboys 34-30. Who you got?
Eagles. Probably more like 27-20 or something like that. 27-24.
I hate the Cowgirls more than I hate the Eagles over time.
Right.
But over the last 2 years, I've hated the Eagles more than y'all. I could stomach watching y'all win. I say y'all win because it's a divisional game. Say y'all win.
Wow, that's a reach, but I'll take it.
24-21.
All right, Cincinnati and Buffalo. You're right, Purdy. Since he's back, I like them on Sunday night.
I love them on Sunday night. I think they can put a whooping on Buffalo, and I think they can beat them more like 28-14, 28-10.
I got the Bills to win that, buddy.
No, I like Cincinnati.
28-27. Last second touchdown by Josh Allen. He finally shakes off the
game. It even ain't going to come to that. He can get an intercepted trying to drive in the last thing. I think Joe Burrow is back. I think he's healthy.
Jamar Chase is always open, but we're going to have a T. Higgins sighting who's been missing, and that's why Cincinnati wins on Sunday night.
Rasul Douglas is now a Bill, Anyway,
All right,
he hits hard, though.
Yeah, that's true. Chargers against the Jets. I like the Jets on Monday night at home because of the defense. And the Chargers lack thereof.
I can take that. I can take that.
I like the Jets at home.
I can take the Chargers winning.
There you go.
All right.
Well, I appreciate you stopping by, Eric. Don't let it be the last Friday we see you for a minute, man. Especially coming back, we got to hear from you. Pearly, I appreciate you. Great job holding it down yesterday. And I look forward to hearing from you at 9:30 on Sunday. What's for breakfast as we watch the Dolphins?
Thank
banana
you much,
time,
man.
Cakes, scrambled eggs, bacon, and some orange juice. But of course, coffee.
All right, but I got one.
Eating some sardines
on
Sunday.
Drop off in a minute, so hang tight. Don't move. I'll be there shortly.
Eating some sardines on Sunday, man. On my birthday, eating sardines.
I'm going to research a German breakfast I could do in the air fryer.
I ain't eating no Wiener Schnitzel, I tell you that now. With that, we out of here. Have a great weekend. See you Monday, Bahamas.